You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're focusing a big portion of our show on the campfire, which ignited 5 years ago today. 85 people were killed in the immediate aftermath, and tens of thousands of others were displaced. As we heard from our previous guest, who, for those who chose to return and rebuild, recovery has come with many hurdles, and it is far from over. The campfire also had a devastating impact on education in the towns of Paradise, Magalia, and surrounding communities. Butte County schools suffered a lot of damage. 6 schools were destroyed. Another 8 were severely damaged. Roughly 5,000 students and more than 500 teachers in the county lost their homes as well. And that led to major disruption in the 2018-2019 school year. According to our content sharing partners, CalMatters, there were over 150 school closure days for Paradise Unified School District, and Chico Unified nearby was also closed for more than 280 school days, affecting tens of thousands of students and teachers. The level of learning loss was just staggering. And then, of course, a year and a half later, the pandemic happened. Joining us now to talk about how the schools in the area have rebuilt, modernized, and are coming back stronger is the superintendent of Paradise Unified School District, Tom Taylor. Good morning, Tom. Superintendent Taylor, actually.
Tom is fine. So.
So I want to start with the motto of Paradise Unified School District. It's every student matters, every moment counts. What does that mean to you, the students, the staff, and the teachers, you know, when it comes to rebuilding in the years since the campfire?
Well, I think it points out that students are our priority and that all students are different. And it doesn't matter who the student is, any differences, that every student matters and every student is important. And the idea that every moment counts is, you know, that we only have limited time with the students and that every minute inside the classroom is critical. And even beyond that, every one of your words that you use during that time is critical. And we know that from the campfire, we have our students who are recovering and they need support, and teachers, staff, you know, aides, whatever your position might be, you're also their counselor and their friend and their, you know, somebody who can help turn their day from something negative to something positive. Mm.
You are more, or this is more than a job for you. I mean, you have such deep ties to Paradise, to this community. I mean, you went to school there. I believe your wife and 2 of your daughters are teachers there. You're a superintendent as well. You've spent decades in this community. What kept you wanting to continue calling Paradise home?
It's home, you know, and I feel like, and I think I can say this for the majority of our staff, that, you know, it's a privilege to be able to serve the community and, you know, and be part of what's happening within our community. And when I say within our community, I don't just mean within the school system, but really within the whole town, all the way Paradise up to Sterling City, you know, which is our district, you know, and it is, there's a group of people, and we heard a little bit earlier that just it's their home and they want to stay, and they're going to be here, and there's some that left, and that's okay. Either one is okay. But you know, for people that are still here, you know, it's just it's a privilege to be able to serve the community. And with that said, I have to say that I am not one of the individuals that lost our home. Many of my family members did, but I did not lose my home. And so once again, feel extremely blessed about that. But, you know, the idea that we can serve our community and be part of really an incredible thing that's going on growth and of our community. Hmm.
You became superintendent actually in 2020, but you had been with the school district for many years before that. Can you kind of help us visualize the level of devastation that the district had to overcome following the campfire, especially when it comes to students and all of the teachers who are impacted and staff?
Yeah, you know, it was huge. Sure, you know, within days after the fire, there was talk of Paradise Unified School District not existing. The conversation was, let's put everybody needs to enroll their kids in other communities, school districts. And of course, you know, we had one school that was not damaged by the fire. And that was Cedarwood. So we were able to keep students there. Doesn't mean that they didn't have damage, you know, in their hearts and in their minds, you know, from the devastation, but the school wasn't damaged. And, you know, we had really nowhere to put students because we couldn't come back up the hill. So we had, you know, I think right around the time of the return of the fire, we were probably around 1600. We went from 3,400 students down to about 1600, I think, immediately following. And then we dropped a couple of years after that. So you had a decrease of about 50% of your enrollment and nowhere to put your students. And thanks to a great staff, you know, there was a scramble to find buildings. You guys heard about the, you know, the fortress building, which is what it was called for the high school down at the airport. You heard about the junior high going to having school in a hardware store. You know, it was a vacant hardware store, and you other school districts allowing us to move our students down to their campuses where we were able to put some portables and just some of our students in vacant classrooms. So it was really an incredible effort of, you know, finding locations for students and staff to be. And it was an effort of every staff member that returned with us.
What is enrollment now, 5 years later?
Yeah, you know, we're seeing a comeback, and it's great to see, you know, just as our community is growing, so is our enrollment. We're right now at about 1,668 students. So we dropped all the way down into the 1,400s. So we've seen an increase at about 5% over the last number of years, which is higher than what our projection was. And so we hope to see that over the next next 3 years or next number of years. But if it continues, we have a 3 year projection now of 5%. So continuing to grow at levels that we are have not expected. In fact, we are starting to have conversations of rebuilding Paradise Elementary School.
That's great. That's a good step.
Yes, it is.
That's a wonderful step. You obviously, you know, that school is so much more than academics. And, you know, after a time like the campfire and the trauma that followed, you know, how did your role as a superintendent, teachers as educators, you know, staff who care about students on campus, how did your roles and your purpose evolve in that time to take care of these kids?
Yeah. You know, I don't think the purpose changed much, because it was to take care of kids. And, you know, from the level of the district office, and Michelle John was superintendent at that point and doing an incredible job. And, you know, our purpose was to take care of our staff and our students. But, you know, is what happened is we were all, the teachers were taking care of students who had been traumatized, and they were also traumatized themselves along with everybody else in the community. And so you were, you know, working not only on your own mental health, but finding ways to support the kids. And that came within, you know, we brought in organizations to help support us, additional counseling. We brought in programs such as RULER, which we're still using now, which is a social emotional wellness program. And it basically just provides strategies that teachers can use in this classroom to help students with their social emotional well-being, and also strategies that students can use for their own personal well-being. So you went from really focusing on academics, and teachers have always, and when I say teachers, I mean our entire staff, classified, certificated administrators. You've always been somebody who is somewhat of a counselor, but that role increased incredibly. In fact, that really became our main priority for a number of years. And of course, now, you know, we've had the pandemic and everything, and we, along with this, all this came a loss of learning, and we're making a shift back, but we still know that there is an importance to everybody's emotional health and wellness.
Yeah, that was going to be my next point. I mean, I remember in 2019, because Paradise High School was largely intact, and I remember homecoming for 2019. It was wonderful. It was less than a year after the campfire had started, and you just saw so many people come back. It was so enriching for I mean, it's hard to really quantify how important that moment was. I could just see. It was palpable for people who called Paradise and surrounding communities home. And that was fall of 2019. And obviously, we know what happened the following year. You know, how much, or was it a setback? I would imagine that it did have a significant impact on students when the pandemic happened and a lot of the classrooms, you know, largely went virtual, remote learning.
Yeah, you know, what we strongly heard right after the fire and what motivated us as a staff, I believe, was we heard from families, parents, kids, that we needed to be together. Teachers, aides, they needed to be with the students. The students needed to be with their teachers and their aides and their friends. And so we know that connectedness is huge. It's a big part of it. And, you know, there was, like you mentioned, there were some home football games, homecoming and things like that, that really brought the community together. And it just demonstrated how important it is for people to be together, you know, especially after they've been separated. And then the pandemic hit and it did the opposite. You know, we had online school, and it's just, you can't make the same, I fully believe, you can't make the same connections online as you can in person. So it was a struggle, and we saw that within our students, and you know, it prompted additional even counseling and programs to on top of what we were already doing. So it had a major impact, and you know, that's and we realized that happened across the world. It wasn't just Paradise that was experiencing that from COVID.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Tom Taylor. He is the superintendent of the Paradise Unified School District. So I want to talk about the strides that the school district has made. Can you give us a sense of the modernization of the schools, technologies, and the facilities that have taken place in the 5 years since the campfire, what it looks like today?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you have to look for the silver lining in this, right? And earlier, you know, I heard Jenna mention that, you know, you go through the community now and you start seeing new homes popping up, small neighborhoods, you know, and so you look for that, you look for the positive. And within the school district, you know, we really tried to focus on how we could create the greatest schools for, you know, for our students. And so over the past number of years, as I, you know, we haven't rebuilt Paradise Elementary. We lost four schools, and then every other school was damaged except for one. So considerable damage throughout the district. But since then, we have been able to modernize Paradise Ridge Elementary School. So, I mean, you walk on that campus and it really looks like a new school. We've been able to modernize about 60% of the junior high. And when I say modernize, we're talking taking these buildings down to the studs and then, you know, rebuilding them. At the high school, we put in there's a 31,000 square foot 19 classroom building that's brand new, which houses by far the majority of our kids. We updated all the science labs and the library. The Ridgeview High School, which is now built across the street from the high school, is a brand new high school, which is just an incredible facility for our Ridgeview students. On the Upper Ridge, we have just finished, actually not completely finished, but we're almost done, Pine Ridge Elementary School. And that has been completely modernized with the classrooms, just 21st century learning, you know, in the classrooms. And our school our other elementary school on the Upper Ridge is Cedarwood. And our Cedarwood students currently are at Pine Ridge. They're sharing that campus while the Cedarwood campus is being really rebuilt. Up at Cedarwood, all the classrooms were portables. And so we've removed the portables and we're putting all permanent structures up there. So there's been about, I would say close to about $112 million of construction just in the school district. And our schools were old. You mentioned how long I've been in the district. In 1984, when I graduated, the bathrooms looked just like they did just before the fire. And, you know, our kids now, you know, they deserve the quality of classrooms that they're getting. And it's an opportunity that we need to take advantage of and be sure that we're serving the kids and serving the community in the best way we can with the best facilities.
On your homepage, you know, there's an announcement that the district is hiring. You know, what does retention and recruitment look like for hiring teachers and staff? Are you doing okay?
Yeah, there's a nationwide shortage on teachers, and we're feeling it. And the pandemic really created a huge part of that. On top of that, within our community, we lost way over half of our workforce, right? Because the population of just Paradise alone went from about 26,000 down to about, we're at about 9,600 right now. So that's just a huge loss of, and every business is experiencing it, but of possible people in our workforce. So we lost that. So we are struggling with that. We have our classroom staffed with our teachers, but we do definitely need a classified staff in some areas, and some of our and substitutes. If you're interested in doing something like that, please let us know. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what I'm learning from you is that there are tugs and pulls of progress and challenges, and you and others with the district are writing that out, and you're in the thick of it. Finally, Superintendent Taylor, I mean, given that you've lived in Paradise your whole life, I mean, you attended Paradise Elementary, then Paradise High School, you graduated in 1984, as you mentioned. You have four children, your wife's a teacher, so are two of your daughters, and this comes from your bio. Even after everything that you have been through and loved ones and neighbors, can you talk about what it means for you and your family to still be part of this community and to be committed to recovery and building it back?
It's an incredible privilege, as I mentioned earlier. And our family is committed to two of my kids are out of the area, but two have stayed, and as you said, they're teaching, and they feel very committed to the community, and they love serving the children of our community and look at it as a great privilege. In 1984, as a high school student, I don't think my high school teachers would have sat there and said, "Oh, Tommy Taylor is going to be superintendent of Paradise Unified School District," and I wouldn't have either. But it's definitely a privilege for me to give back to the community in the way that I've been able to help, and by no means am I the reason things are happening within our school district like they are. We have an incredible team that makes all this happen, and I think they would say the same thing. It's just a privilege to be able to be here and be part of it and serve the entire community.
Tom, thank you so much for taking the time. It was great talking with you.
Thank you, and take care.
Tom Taylor is the superintendent of the Paradise Unified School District. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.